Microphone check. This one might sound nice. Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I am Jared Damn, back in the building once again. And if you're new here, I got you. It's About Damn Time. It's a podcast about self-discovery. It's my self-journey. I'm on a road to building a better me. And hopefully through conversations and revelations, you too, you can build a better you, because we in this together. So it's about damn time that I kind of get out of my head. Y'all, if y'all been listening to me for the amount of time that y'all been listening to me, y'all know I'm always in my fucking head. I'm always overthinking shit. I'm always second guessing shit. So I need to get away from that. And I enlisted a tag team partner who just keeps it raw with no lube, as she says. I had to say that quote. So I could just go over your accolades of how that you're a podcaster, you're a content creator, you're an influencer, and a mom. And you do everything. You do so many different things. Kat, what's going on? How are you doing? I'm so happy to talk to you. I am so excited to talk to you.
I mean, it's been so long, you know, you've been avoiding me and trying to hide, but it's okay. It's okay. I hunted you down. We're here now. Look, but I'm great, you know, just chilling.
So I'm going to shed some light on this. So y'all, Kat started going live on TikTok. And I love all her content. I've been following her for a while. I love all her content. She started going live. And I'd be commenting. I'd be like, you my friend. Like, because I was getting excited with the content. And then Gabe was like, well, you know, I'm going to go live and I'm going to have you on to do live. And I just feel like, you want me to be up there and with no safety net? I was like, oh, okay, I will do it. Like, my stomach started hurting. I ain't going to lie. My stomach started, but I was going to do it. And then you start kind of working on some other stuff. And I was like, whew.
But I was like, I wasn't working on anything. I was just avoiding going live. Cause I don't like going live. I hate it. It's like you in my head. Like, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to get up there and entertain random people? Get people want to stay in the live for an extended period of time. What do I talk about? I have nothing. So I just been avoiding going live recently. I need to get back into it again. The plan was do it once a month or every other Saturday, I believe. And mm-hmm. I kind of just stopped it because I'm just in my head again, what am I supposed to do? But I'm going to put that back on the schedule for next month. That's going to be my goal for next month. Yeah.
You know what? Not only am I going to go live with you, I'm putting it out there right now that I'm going to go live with you next month.
Okay.
I am, only because one of my friends made me promise, I'm going to go live like once a month too. I'm working on that. But I'm glad you talked about that. You get in your head and it kind of just slowed you down from doing that. And for that's interesting for me, because when I look at your content on TikTok, you are fucking fearless. You say whatever I was just watching the video the other day about you talking about. You had heard that men get erections when they shit, and I'm over here worried about curse words being there and trying to beep them out because my aunt is the first lady of the church and she be like, you over there cussing on the internet, and I'm like, yes ma'am, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So how do you get in? How do someone as outspoken as you get in your head and how do you fight through that?
Okay. I know how I fight through it, and I got to figure out how does it happen. I don't know. Cause I know I have a very ruthless, reckless mouth. And from childhood, I know I have hurt people that I didn't intend to hurt, unintentionally, just by, you know, being unfiltered, saying what was on my mind, but didn't mean to hurt their feelings. I was just, you know, speaking my mind. They realized after the fact it hurt their feelings. And I think from then, I was just always, critical of my delivery. of what I say, of how I approach people, because I never want to hurt anybody intentionally, unless they deserve it. Of course, that's different. But I don't ever want to hurt. I don't ever want to hurt anybody intentionally. So I'm always just trying to be critical of, okay, how do I say this without offending this group of people or offending this person or, making myself look, bad or in a certain light. And at the end of all of that, once I'm just constantly overthinking, I come to the end of the all of that thinking and just be like, fuck it. It's whatever. Like, whatever comes out. This is me. It's who I am. If you don't like it, if I'm too much for you, great. Move on to somebody else. Find somebody else to watch. You ain't got to stay here. So, but then also over the years, I realized with me being as unfiltered and being fearless, as you say, of, saying whatever I want to say, I've really, I guess, kind of inspired other people. And so that is something that kind of keeps me going as well, too. Just as far as, okay, I know somebody else might be thinking this, or somebody else might want to talk about this and don't even know how to approach it or say it or just too afraid. So why not I just be that spokesperson for, the mass and just let it out.
Yeah, you definitely do that, and it's kind of like what we were talking about before I hit record. I was like, oh shit, let me not lose this great ass content we talking about. But you talked about how you first started, doing TikToks, and you were worried about what to say to people. You worry about the if you're gonna say something that may hurt somebody's feelings, or you're gonna say something that incidentally told somebody else's business, even though it's my story. I'm telling the story. You just happen to be involved in my story. Which, oh, that's my shit too. That's my shit too. Because I be having some great ass stories. I'm like, ooh, I can't tell that. Oh, I'm gonna get a
Just
phone
don't tell the
call.
name, right?
So you had that thought in your head, and you just decided just to rip the band-aid off and just say fuck it. And was it like a big change? First of all, when you start doing the content, did it feel like, oh, it's like a weight lifted off of you, because now you like took the training wheels off? And did you see the change in how the people like responded to your content going forward?
It wasn't necessarily a weight lifted off or anything. It was just more of sort of like a outlet for me, just to really declutter my brain, I guess, because there's always so many thoughts going on, going in. And one day I remember I was like, I'm tired of thinking about this over and over again. So I feel like if I say it and then post it out into the world or whatever, somebody either they'll watch it, they won't watch it, I don't care. But I got it out of my head, I can stop thinking about it. So it's content creation has really been more of like a, I guess, a visual or verbal diary for me, just so I can get that out of my system. As far as the change, I guess for me it's been more of like a shocking experience because I never expected to have the following that I have, or for it to go as long as it's been going. And so when I see people respond to me and talk to me, reach out to me like you did, or say that, hey, I love what you do, you inspired me, this and that. It's kind of weird. Like I'm a nobody. Like I'm just a girl who got frustrated and bored one day and just started recording videos. And you really think that, I'm an influencer? I don't think I am, but okay. I
You
just keep
are.
doing what I'm doing, I guess. So.
No, you are like, and you. I've heard you say that before. Like you're like, oh, I don't know why people come up to you in public, and you're like, I'm a nobody. Like, why y'all so nervous about that? Like, I just remember the first time that you was like commented on a video or responded to me on what I said. I was like, because you do because you do have a follow. You have 40,000 people that follow you on over 40,000 people that so. For some of us that, they might be in the 500, 600, which is still good, but for somebody, that's big shit. And you're just you. I do like the fact that you said that it's like an online diary for you, and it's almost like a way to declutter your brain, because that's how this shit started for me. Like it started out like that, but when I tell you, I'm one of them people that I will make the most easiest hobby that's fun, and I'll turn it into like some kind of production and turn it into stress. Like I could be shooting basketball at the gym, and I'll be like, I'm gonna shoot these free throws, and I missed three, so I gotta hit seven more. So pressure's on. Like, I'll make up the craziest shit, and you just like, you know what? I need to get this shit off my chest, and I'm just gonna sit there and do it. And then that's what. Okay, all right.
I think for the longest time, I think was because I was avoiding going to therapy. So a lot of the stories that I tell, I have a really good way of telling stories that comes off as like comical and funny. But a lot of them come from like a real dark place of hurt. Like during that time, I was going through that stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on. And so I really kind of just turned, like most comedians, I guess, they turn their experiences and their hurt and their pain into something funny that's, you know, relatable to other people, but also a good distraction, you know, for yourself and for other people as well. So I think for a while, content creation, TikTok has just been kind of like my therapy. And then now I started going to therapy and all this other stuff is coming up. And now it's just giving me more content to talk about. Like, so it's a never ending cycle, but it's definitely therapeutic for me though. So,
so you doing the videos on TikTok got you comfortable enough to go to therapy? Was it something you probably wouldn't have did prior?
No, I do have to give part of TikTok credit for me going to therapy, because I know my boyfriend and friends have been telling me for years you should go to therapy, but then some of the things I would talk about on TikTok, like people would leave me comments and send me messages like, "Hey girl, you're great, you're funny." Because I think maybe once or twice I posted a video about how I just wasn't feeling like myself and I saw my content changing. And so just having random people just reach out to me and say, "You're great. I wish nothing but the best for you, but you really need to go to therapy. You need to go seek some help, you know, get back to yourself and then take care of yourself in your own time and then come back to us later." So having that encouragement from just random people that don't know me from a can of paint, it was like, okay, I really need to do something. Like they can see that there's a change in me and I'm not my usual chipper, happy self. I really need to go seek help. So I do have to give credit to TikTok for that.
That's dope. So by you just sitting there just being yourself, you create a whole fucking community. And that community help get you through some shit.
Yeah, and apparently I'm helping them get through stuff too. I know one lady, she was, I think she had surgery or she was going through cancer or something like that. I can't remember. And she just sent me a message and she was like, "I've been watching, scrolling your videos like the past hour. I'm sitting here in the hospital and you're really getting me through the day." And I was just like,
oh, shit.
It's a good thing to hear. Like,
oh, yeah. All right. I ain't going front. I'd have started crying. Like, I'm sensitive as fuck. I would have got teary eyed. Like, oh, man. Somebody cutting onions in here. Like, this is crazy.
Right.
Yeah, that's gotta make you feel great and probably surreal, because I know you talked about it before. You're like, you don't feel like you be connecting. You just be telling stories and everything. But that's gotta be like surreal to be like, yo, somebody is reaching out to me from a hospital bed, and I'm picking up the whole day.
Yeah, it's definitely an experience for sure. Like, so.
Right, let's talk about some of the things that you say, like the outlandish things that you say. Like, first of all, you say a lot of these stories like come from just things that you've gone through and just little thoughts that you have in your head. And you know, I could fanboy and just start talking about just different things, but I'd rather get it from you. So what do you feel like off the top of your head? I know it's gonna be hard. Off the top of your head, like, what do you feel like is some of the most reckless things that you said that people like, I can't believe you said that shit.
I don't even know, because people seem to be shocked by everything that I say, and I'm like, I think this is normal. Like, I don't even know. Let me think. I know back to when I did my first season of my podcast, one of the episodes that got the most attention, and so I really don't talk about that much anymore, but every so often I randomly drop the gym and people are like, whoa, you can't just glaze over that. Like, there was a phase in my life where, you know, I was just pegging men, and then people think that story is just, wait, you did what? Like, and you know, like, it was a long time ago, don't worry about it, it's not that serious. So that series of stories, and just every time I drop that seems to really get people going the most. Like,
I would say so.
See, I don't know, but to me, I'm just like, you know, I thought everybody did that kind of stuff when they were younger and in college and experimenting and whatnot. So,
not necessarily that. Not for me. But I get it. I get it. Like, you can say, I just remember having a conversation with an ex-girlfriend, and we get into it where we start talking about sex and things more and everything. And I was like, she's like, sorry, what things you like? You know, tell me what you would try and tell me what you wouldn't do. I'm like, I'm pretty open. You know, you can try just about everything. What I'm not going to do, though, I put a hard line there. What I'm not going to do, I'm not going to get pegged. And she was like, I
she was disappointed.
Up her day. Yes, like she was like, because she had a strap on in the closet. So she was like, I mean, you know, you don't want to use. I let her do some a lot of stuff to me, but that was not one of them. I couldn't.
And that's the, like, hear you say that. Like, I've heard other women say they want to do that, they like to do that. That was never anything on my bucket list that I wanted to do. That came about completely random. I'm just like, wait, what? I really got to do this now? I don't want to.
Oh.
But then after I did it, I was like, okay. And I tapped into something else. Like, but it was, I never did it. I did it for all the wrong reasons, 100%. I never did it for the enjoyment of me or my partner. I did it for the sheer purpose of, you pissed me off. Now I gotta take your ass. And that's what it was. And I always did it that one time, and I ghosted them. They never heard from me again. I disappeared. So I was terrible.
I did hear that. Like, there's some. It's a friend of a friend. I'll just say that it's a friend of a friend that I know that if they feeling a person. They sex, all right, cool, whatever. Once they get to the point where they feel like they want to peg them, they're like, you know what? I'm throwing you away.
I had to go. I like my men straight, 100%. Like, I want them to slap the shit out of me if I even think about touching their ass. That's how I like my men.
shit. So when you're saying all of this, this intriguing and interesting stuff out that's randomly on top of your head, this is not like content. This is like what you in random talking to your friends and your family. This is still cat. Like, no matter what.
Yeah, 100%. Like, it takes a lot for me to have to tone it down at work. Because I want to be myself. I'm just like, I am not trying to sit in HR today. So when I'm at work, like, everybody thinks that I'm quiet or shy. But what they don't know is, no, I'm trying to keep my job. That's the only reason I'm not saying. Because every other time I go out, friends, family, people I just met, like, I let them know. Because, matter of fact, I just went to a birthday brunch this past Monday. And I was mixed company. But I let them know the girl who invited me, she let them know from the beginning. She said, this is Kat. She's unfiltered. But she keep me rolling. I was like, hey, yo, you've been warned. Like, whatever you hear from here on out, I'm not apologizing for it. Sorry.
I like that, though. That's a disclaimer. I wanted to ask you about that brunch, too, because I saw when you posted about it. You was like, you left at like 12, and you came back like 7 hours later. You must have a good time.
Ooh,
you must have had a great
rough.
Time.
It was rough. It was rough. But it was great. It was great.
So do you feel like when once you kind of get the disclaimer, are people ready for it? Or is it like,
no.
They don't really, they're never really ready for it.
They say they're ready. Like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And I think the funniest part, part of my life, me and my brother-in-law, we used to hang out a lot. So he had like a group of friends, or whatever. He always had me come out and just hang out with him, and he give him that disclaimer, and they'd be like, "Man, it's cool, just fine." He'd be like, "No, you don't understand. Like, you don't understand. Like, it's not what you think. Like, it's fine." And then once I start talking, then they're like, "Oh shit! Like, I wasn't expecting it. Like, I was expecting it, but not to this extent. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, I don't know what it is. I love it. Whatever's wrong with you, but what's wrong with you? Like, I don't know. It's just." My own life, pain, I guess. I don't know what it is.
No, I feel what you're saying, because I'm going back to what you said about work. Like, I had this job for like the last 7 months, and my personality is starting to come out a little bit now at work, and I hate it. Like, it's to the point I'm like, I need to find me a new job, because now y'all starting to see my personality. Like, I'm seriously mad about it, because in my mind I was like, I don't want them to know I got a podcast. I don't want to sit there. You asked me to do the work. I'm like, yep, Jared took care of it. That's great. And that's it. And so now so much more of my personality is coming out. They know I got a podcast because somebody spilled the beans. So now people know I got a. So Jared, what's your podcast about? I'm on here. I might be crying. I might be talking about my mental health. Like, there was times in my life.
You don't want them to see that.
No. I want you to see where I was like, oh, well, this is the end. I'm about to sit there and take myself out. I don't need them to go back and look at those files and look at all that. But, you know, I guess that's the price you pay when you put everything out there online. Like, you know, some people going to see that you know, it's not really your ideal audience on who you want to see. But, you know, it's you. And for every time I get nervous about talking about my mental health issues and talking about the struggles that I'm facing, you know, currently, every time I speak on that, I'm nervous my hand shaking when I get ready to hit send. Like, are we really doing this shit? But there's usually at least one person that's in my DMs, kind of like what the girl in the hospital said to you. It's like somebody's like, yo, you saying that, you know, makes me feel like I'm not alone, and, you know, and kind of just change things. I'm just like, okay, all right, so. Now a couple people at work know I got a podcast, and they know what the name of it is. So, hi, coworkers.
When I realized that my coworkers were finding my TikTok, I was like, oh, crap. Right. Like, because I talk about y'all on my TikTok. Like,
yeah, you do. You do.
It's like, sometimes I'm able to catch, like, because you know how TikTok has a thing, people you might know or whatever. Mm-hmm. Every so often, I can catch one of my coworkers early, and I can block them. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, I can't. And so I just be walking around work, and they'd be like, oh, I saw your video. You saw what video? That last you did, I don't know what you're talking about. But what, was I talking about you? No, but it was funny. Okay, don't tell nobody. Okay, keep it to yourself. You don't know me if you see me. Like, just keep it going. And so I go back and try to find, I still can't find them. Like, but they don't follow me. They just watch me from like the sideline. So I can't find them to block them. I'm just like, hey, at this point, it is what it is. You know, if HR find it, HR find it. I'll get fired and get unemployment. It is what it is.
And see, I'm really tripping because you would, for a while, you were doing this series on these coworkers and I'm trying to think of what they.
Taylor what they, and Bob having an affair. Yes. Which I need to give an update on that, because there has been some you know, things that have changed. It's not Taylor, it's somebody else.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, Bob. Oh.
Bob is getting around. Bob's getting around.
So, but Taylor and Bob, they didn't find, to your knowledge, they hadn't found your video.
To my knowledge, they haven't.
Yeah. I doubt they would come at you and be like, I saw you talking about me on the internet, because you would give them the business. So
when they got to do it work, everything you give me get done every day. When they got to do it work, mind your business, leave you alone.
you will give somebody the business. Like I think fairly recently, somebody you didn't a couple of the comments was rubbing you the wrong way, and you was like, look, okay, And you just pulled it out. Tell me about that experience. Like how is that? Does that? I don't deal with conflict very well. Like I avoid conflict. I'm going to be honest with that. I do. You so if I very once in a while I get like some kind of trolling comments on my YouTube, you know, shorts or something like that. I'm just like, oh, my first troll. Okay, cool. And I just kind of keep going. The fact that you took time out of your day, like, oh, I got time today to do it. How does this come natural to you?
No, it doesn't. I'm just like you. I hate conflict. I hate giving my energy into that because it really drains me. And I get like, not a lot, but I've gotten other comments that are kind of offhanded. And I'm just like, was that really even necessary? 9 times out of 10, I won't even respond to it. So, but every once in a blue moon, when I do see it, And if I keep thinking about it and thinking about it, then I realize, okay, it's bothering me. And if it's bothering me this much, then that means I need to curse you out. That's the only way I'm gonna feel better. Like, so I just recently did two videos like that from two of my followers that I hated doing because they've been following me from day one. So for them to come sideways at me like that, it was like, you forgot who the fuck I was. I don't care who you are. You better get this, cursing out, and I'm gonna move on about my day. And I didn't want to take it too far with one of them, because they are of that, LGBTQ community, and I didn't want to necessarily offend that entire community. But at the same time, like, it's okay for you to think that you can come disrespect me in any capacity that you want. You gonna catch the same shit. Like, it's all fair. Like, it doesn't come natural to me, but I know that I'm very mean when I get pissed off. So when that comes natural, and if you got me to that point, now I gotta do it. Like, there's no going back.
Now, I can't say that. I will let a lot of stuff go. I'll say a lot of jokes. I'll avoid that conflict. But when I get to that point where that festivity is at that point of no return, yeah, I'm gonna say some reckless shit. I'm gonna say something, and it was one time. I kind of cussed out my ex-father-in-law, but see, it wasn't.
Hey,
I wasn't
appreciate you
trying
deserved
to.
it. No matter. It's
I mean,
been done.
I mean, look, you know how it is when your kids involved. So it was some shit that was happening with my kids, and I didn't like the way he was talking. So I gave him, a little 1-2, verbally. I felt nothing. I was like, whatever. Like, my mom was trying to calm me down, or she was like, well, I'll say something. No, I got it. I'm grown, mom. I'm 45 years old. I took care of that. I handled that.
I feel like the older I get, like, there used to be a list of people that I would say I would never disrespect these people or, say anything to them out of pocket if they came at me wrong. They got a pass just because of who they were. But the older I get, the smaller my patience gets. And I'm just like, that list is gone. I don't care who you are. Family, not family, old lady walking in the street. I don't care who you are. If you ruin my day, you piss me off unprovoked. Why? Like,
Especially
now I have
unprovoked.
to do it.
So, all right. So you have said throughout this our conversation that you're unfiltered, and I think that's a good way to kind of put it, that you are unfiltered. Do you feel like there is a difference between being unfiltered and just completely emotionally reckless?
Yes, there is a big difference. Being emotionally reckless, it's like you give no consideration to anybody's feelings and you're just mean for no reason. Sometimes I do get like that. And I was a lot like that when I was younger. But I realized the damage that was causing. And also, just like my boyfriend, he catches me, we be out in public, and I sometimes, like, I'll just say something. He'd be like, that was mean. Why'd you say that? I was like, you know what? I didn't take it too far. So I had to learn to pull that back in. You can be unfiltered and still get across your point without hurting anybody. Unless that's the intent, of course, but not all the time. But you can still tell your story. That's the thing. I try to be mostly unfiltered by just my personal whatever I got going on, my personal thoughts. If it involves somebody else, if it involves a group of people, I try to be kind of delicate with it because I don't. And I always put a disclaimer: hey, I don't know for sure. I don't, understand the reason or what y'all going through, but that's why I'm here. I was wondering XYZ. To me, that's weird. I don't get it, but please enlighten me. If I realize that I'm ignorant to something, I'll admit that, and I'm being unfiltered with my thoughts, but I'm asking for help at the same time. I'm asking for, knowledge about it. So.
No, that's real. That's real. I do feel like there's a tightrope between that, reckless and unfiltered. I'm just trying to get my game up to be unfiltered more often. Like, I'm unfiltered. Like, as long as you want, as long as it's like a phone in, or a camera in front of my face, oh, yeah, I'm going to say whatever. Like, I'm going to say whatever. Because I always say to myself, if I can say this in front of my mama, and me and my mama, we have absolute crazy-ass conversations. So if I can say it in front of my mama, I can say it in front of anybody. You know, and if I can talk about masturbation, it was in my first season, like with my first 6 or 7 episodes, I had my mama on, we were talking about masturbation. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I can have a conversation about my mom, with mama about that, why do I care about Jenny from White Plains, New York, if she hear this shit? So, but yeah, I gotta work on my
It's funny you say that, because like 90% of the 95% of the things that I say on TikTok, I would never talk in front of my mom about this. And not really? Out of, you know, necessarily respect for her or anything, but it's just, I know that's not who she is. That's what's her lifestyle. Me and her have never had those type of conversations. My mom, she knows me, but I don't think she knows me as well as she thinks she does. She knows I have a mean streak. She know I say whatever's on my mind, but she don't know how far it actually goes. So if she, and matter of fact, I got her blocked on TikTok. I remember, not on TikTok, I remember a couple years ago, she was like, hey, I found your Instagram. I was like, really? And I went and I pulled it up and I blocked her. I was like, we're not doing this, mama. You can't. Because I don't want to have that conversation with you of, well, why are you talking about that? Because the answer is always going to be because I'm grown. And I don't want to have that conversation with you. No, just leave me alone.
That's fun. Look, I couldn't get away with that with my mom if I wanted to. Because even if she's not on the internet to see it, she'll see it. And you can tell that when she being some stuff on Instagram, because all of a sudden I start seeing the notifications. Like, I'm like, okay, all right, she ain't got nothing to do. So I'll see that. But even if she's not on the internet and she doesn't see it, her sister ain't since she gonna mention it. Somebody else gonna be like, hey, Jared over here, you need to check on Jared. Jared looks sad in these videos. I'm like, all right, mama, I recorded that video like 3 months ago. We talked about this already. Like, you know, I'm good now. She's like, are you sure? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. So it's weird that how comfortable I remember. And this shit sprung on me quick, because I remember my first semester of college, I came home for a weekend and everything. So I'm 18. I'm all like, you want to go get something to eat? I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. We in the car and we ride, and she was like, yeah, so man, you know, me and Mike, we're not really having sex right now. I'm like, wait, what's happening? Wait, why are we, why, huh? What? I'm not that grown, I swear.
My mama tried that with me, and I immediately shut down. I was like, no. Like, but I was grown, and I had my child already. Yeah, and she called me one day. She said, yeah, me and so-and-so, we had sex one time already, but he said he wanted to stop. But I told him I wouldn't mind doing it again. I was like, mama, why? Like, I just said, okay, well, I'll talk to you later. I hung up, and I called my sister. I was like, hey, mama just told me this. If I gotta hear it, you gotta hear it too. And I hung up the phone. That was it. I just had to get off my chest. It's out there now. I want to talk about my dad. It's weird.
So at least you had that to share with a sibling. Like, I'm my mom. Like, I got siblings by my dad, but I'm my mom's only child, so I had nothing. Uh-huh. It was just me. And
yeah, you getting all of it.
This is how she got me too. So I was getting ready to like shut that down. Like, mom, you don't tell me about that. But when she was like, well, I don't really have anybody to talk to about this. And you know, you're my best friend. I was like, fuck.
Okay, well, mama. Now you gotta hear it.
Yeah.
All the juicy details.
Yeah. I mean, look, I got my mom a vibrator. You know her first vibrator. So like that's yeah.
You should talk about this more. Like, how do we get there? Was it a maybe, gift? Did y'all go shopping for it together?
Maybe I will do that as a TikTok. I think I have it written down in my notes somewhere. But she had
talk about these stories.
she had a friend over that was talking about the roles and everything, and I was just on the computer sitting there just having this in their conversation. She was like, "Well, Jerry knows a little bit about everything. Jerry, you know about the roles?" "Yes, ma'am. It's like the propulsion right there. It stimulates the clitoris and everything." "Oh, you know all about it. I need to get me one." Okay, mama. I guess I can go to Amazon. It was like a whole Amazon thing. It was like, okay. And then we had to sit there and talk about usage. And we had to talk about, cleaning maintenance. It was just, yeah, okay. I guess that needs to be a TikTok.
That's interesting. It's a lot to unpack there.
yeah. Like, she was just like, I'm like, "Mom, you got to put this on the charger just like this." Other one, because she was like, it was powerful at first, and now it kind of slowed down. Like, "Mom, because
hold on, wait a minute. Like, Mom, you can't tell me that because you were using the hell out of this thing. Like, wait a minute." Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that's what I had to hear. I was like, "Oh, okay, Mama." Mm-hmm. And so my aunt, who, if she ever listened to the whole episode, she would faint. But my aunt, she don't listen to clips, so she's fine. But my aunt, she's the first lady of the church that, in my hometown. And so when me and my mom we talked reckless like that, she would just listen. She's like, y'all stop talking that crazy talk. No, because I'm from Louisiana. That's how we talking. So y'all stop talking that crazy talk. And so now, I think after just years of us just sitting there talking, now she'll just be like listening, and she'll chime in every once in a while, and then but she won't look crazy at us anymore. And now she just kind of, the ear kind of goes like that, and she's like, okay.
She's taking notes what she doing. Yeah. She running back home. Let me find this role for myself.
Oh, that's a whole episode about that.
She wore it out the first 24 hours. It must be good.
Man. I'm like, Mama, do you, you know what? Don't worry about it. Because if I start exposing her to different ones and do my real research, she'll have a whole box. Just
collection.
There. Just, oh, my God. Jesus. I mean, Mother's Day is coming up, so maybe.
Give her roses of a different sort. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Oh, man. Okay, so let's talk about the consequences of being unfiltered. And you kind of mentioned it once before that you kind of have to walk a tightrope, and then sometimes you got to be pulled back. Have you ever had a scenario where you couldn't, it was the point of no return, you were so unfiltered that a situation had happened that kind of still bothers you to this day, maybe because if you changed up how you said things, maybe things would be a little different.
No.
I love it.
No.
I love it.
Like any time it's gotten to that point where I know I crossed the line of being unfiltered and I was just whatever else on the other side. If I've ever gotten to that point, it's because you have done something to make me get to that point, which I had already put in my mind. At this point, I'm comfortable and I'm okay with no longer having you in my life. So anything I say, I mean it 100%, and I'm not taking it back. And after I say this, there is no going back. There is no, we're friends, don't check on me. You don't exist to me. At this point, you were never born. Like, I'm not going to say you were dead to me. No, you were never born. Your existence never happened. Existed. Like, so when it gets to that point, I don't know. It happened for a reason. I don't regret it. And it has happened several times. I never regretted one of them.
Look, can you teach me? Because I'm telling you, There are some times I feel like I'll be sitting up in bed thinking about shit that I said 7 years ago and feeling bad for it, or 12 or 15 years ago. Like, oh man, I remember when I said that. Why did I say that like that? Like, it still haunts me. And you just like, you made me think that.
I think about stuff like that. Like, I remember I had a conversation with so-and-so and I said this, and that. And all I think about is, I wish I would have said this too, because that was a good point. Like, But like, I think like I've gotten like I am the way I am like that though because like I said, I don't like hurting people's feelings. Under all of this, I am very sensitive. I'm very emotional, and I don't want to make anybody else feel a way that I don't want to feel. So if I ever do get to that point where I feel like I have to be completely unfiltered and just drag you like that, I've thought about it long and hard. Okay. I thought about the pros and cons of keeping you in my life, not having you in my life. Are you that important to me? And if it's come to the part of just, yeah, you don't matter, then rip the Band-Aid off, it's whatever. But if I feel like, okay, no, I'm going to miss having this person around, I will try to talk it out a different way. Let them know, hey, you did piss me off. I want to say some choice words, but I know I'd be saying it just to be petty, and I don't want to hurt you because I still care about you.
Yeah.
So I put a lot of thought into it before I say anything. I really have to think about it. It goes back to the whole, I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to intentionally hurt them unless I absolutely mean it. So it's just not reckless talking. It's a lot of thought that goes behind it.
Well, you know, that makes sense. And I think that's another thing that's different between being reckless and being unfiltered is the fact that you put thought into it. I know people that say things they don't fucking think at all. And they'll even tell me when I get mad, well, yeah, you just say whatever. You're like, oh, best believe I have thought about every situation, like every scenario. Like I don't know if you watch Marvel, but it's like Doctor Strange in Endgame. Yes. You sit there looking through all the I have went through all 14 million scenarios. You know what I mean? No, I know exactly what the fuck I'm saying right now. Yes. You deserve all this. Now I'm gonna feel bad afterwards, but you ain't gonna know that I feel bad about it.
I'm not gonna feel bad. I'm thinking what I'm gonna eat. I don't care.
Oh man. Okay. So I will get us to a landing spot and everything because I've enjoyed this conversation and I know you're busy. You want to start your weekend off and everything. Matter of fact, by the way, you are the reason that I had started trying Cutwater because I had other people telling me about Cutwater and I ain't. But it wasn't until your your Snowden time where you started drinking. That shit was so hilarious that you took Epcot into your home and you started drinking in different places.
I did. I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna pace myself next time, though. But I'm gonna do it again.
You know what? Yeah, I'll do that live with you because then I know I'm gonna say some unfiltered shit then when I'm gonna be drunk on live. So yeah, I'm probably gonna tell a whole lot more stories than I shouldn't be telling. But yeah, that's true. But excuse me, before we get out of here, I do this whole segment on show, it's about damn time. So can't tell everybody what it's about damn time people start doing to be more unfiltered in their lives to make their lives better. How can they do that?
Stop thinking so much about it. But I'm talking to myself at the same time. Just stop thinking about stuff. If you think you want to do something, you want to start a business, you want to ask this person out on a date, whatever it is, just do it. Go for it. Something I learned in therapy. What's the worst that could happen? You get rejected? Okay, cool. Your life doesn't end. Move on. Go try something else. Take a different avenue. And also, something I think that's important that I had to realize, you're never too old to start something or start over. Like, just because, you know, we're at a certain age in life, and we feel like, well, I haven't done this, then I haven't done that yet. So do it now. Like, don't put limitations on yourself. You're only boxed in as much as you allow yourself to be. But if you take that off, you open that box and just explore, live life, enjoy life, accept new opportunities, you know, within reason, of course. Just you have a great life. You enjoy what you're doing. And it makes living in America fucking easier a little bit.
Yeah.
It fucking sucks here.
Yeah.
And then that monotony of the 9 to 5, like you gotta get out of that. So do something fun on the weekend, something you've never done before. Go out on a date by yourself or get in your car, just drive an hour away, figure out what's out there. Just, you know, never be afraid to live.
No, that's really good advice. You know, just life is short. And I think, you know, this past few weeks, we've seen a lot of celebrities die, a lot of people I know who've been losing, you know, their life and everything. And you're right, it does suck here in America and everything. So it's like, all the more reason to just live life unfiltered and out loud and on your own terms, and just and kind of go out there and just do. Stop having like paralysis by analysis. Because that's me. Like if there was a phrase that describes Jared, that is it. So I'm trying to get out there, even with this episode, because as nervous as I fucking was with this episode, because I have an outline. I was like, all right, fuck it. You can't be filtered with an unfiltered episode.
So I was like, it's not gonna work.
I was like, cross my fingers, okay.
The best advice I got, I was like, I think 19 years old, and it came from a guy that was like maybe 20, 21. The best advice he gave me, which is why I have so many stories to this day, which is crazy. Because I wanted to get a tattoo. And I was like, nah, I don't think I'm going to do it. You know, I don't want to put that on me as permanent forever, blah, blah. And he told me, he was like, would you rather be like 90 years old on your deathbed and say, well, I wish I would have did X, Y, Z when I was younger? Or would you rather be on your deathbed and say, well, I'm glad I did X, Y, Z and I got a good story to tell about it? Mm-hmm. So that's how I live my entire life. Is just, well, I could do this. And it'd be really, really good or really, really bad. Either way, it'd be a really good story. Or I could not do it and always regret, I wish I would have did it. So I'm just like, you know, hey, do it for the plot. Let's see what happens. Keep it moving.
Look, okay, I can't keep doing a lot of stuff for the plot, because usually when I do stuff for the plot, I get in trouble. And it's,
I mean, hey.
That might be some other stories to tell you, like, when we not recording. But yeah, it's usually problematic for me, but I still do
as
it.
As long
anyway.
As you don't get locked up and dead, it's really that bad. Is it really that you know bad? Did it kill you?
You know what? You're right. All right, Kat, tell everybody where they can find you, where they can hear some more of these stories and all of your content that is fucking dope.
Okay. TikTok, art and shit. Instagram, same thing, art and shit. YouTube is actually thoughts and shit. Mm-hmm. I think it's Thoughts and Thoughts and Shit 3306 is on YouTube. So yeah, art and shit everywhere pretty much. Look me up, follow me, don't follow me, I don't care. I'm gonna keep doing my shit. So but thank you all for who has supported me.
and hopefully you know, we get you back doing the podcast.
I'm gonna get my podcast back up, and I'm gonna have you on the show.
Hey,
and we're gonna get the stories. We're gonna get these stories.
I got you. I'm gonna take a couple of shots and I'm gonna let loose.
Okay.
So, thank you so much for being a part of this About Damn Time.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me this week on this About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.